March 24, The Daily Stoic. There is philosophy in everything. Eat like a human being. Drink like a human being. Dress up, marry, have children, get politically active. Suffer abuse. Bear with a headstrong brother, father, son, neighbor, or companion. Choose these things so we can see that you truly have learned from the philosophers. Epictetus, Discourses, 3.21.5-6. Plutarch, a Roman biographer, as well as an admirer of the Stoics, didn't begin his study of the greats of Roman literature until late in life. But, as he recounts in his biography of Demosthenes, he was surprised at how quickly it came to him. He wrote, "It wasn't so much that the words brought me into a full understanding of events, as that somehow I had a personal experience of the events that allowed me to follow closely the meaning of the words." This is what Epictetus means about the study of philosophy. Study, yes, but go live your life as well. It's the only way that you'll actually understand what any of it means. And more important, it's only from your actions and choices over time that it will be possible to see whether you took any of the teachings to heart. Be aware that today, when you're going to work, going on a date, deciding whom to vote for, calling your parents in the evening, waving to your neighbor as you walk to the door, tipping the delivery man, saying goodnight to someone you love, all of that is philosophy. All of it is experience that brings meaning to the words. A Year with C.S. Lewis, Dictatorship of Pride. It is a terrible thing that the worst of all the vices, pride, can smuggle itself into the very center of our religious life. But you can see why the other and less bad vices come from the devil working on us through our animal nature. But this does not come through our animal nature at all. It comes direct from hell. It is purely spiritual. Consequently, it is far more subtle and deadly. For the same reason, pride can often be used to beat down the simpler vices. Teachers, in fact, often appeal to a boy's pride, or as they call it, his self-respect, to make him behave decently. Many a man has overcome cowardice or lust or ill temper by learning to think that they are beneath his dignity. That is by pride. The devil laughs. He is perfectly content to see you becoming chaste and brave and self-controlled, provided all the time he is setting you up in the dictatorship of pride, just as he would be quite content to see your chilblains cured if he was allowed in return to give you cancer. But pride is spiritual cancer. It eats up the very possibility of love or contentment or even common sense. Mere Christianity. In 1918, Edward Paddy Moore, Lewis's army roommate and friend, is reported missing in action. It is later learned that Paddy had been killed in action on March 21st, 1918, resisting the German attack on Pargny, France. And I'm probably not pronouncing that correct, but Jesus calling. This is a time in your life when you must learn to let go of loved ones, of possessions, of control. In order to let go of something that is precious to you, you need to rest in His presence, where you are complete. Take time to bask in the light of His love. As you relax more and more, your grasping hand gradually opens up, releasing your prized possession into His care. You can feel secure even in the midst of cataclysmic changes through awareness of His continual presence. The one who never leaves you is the same one who never changes. I am the same yesterday and forever. As you realize more and more things into his care, and as you release those things more into his care, remember that he will never let go of your hand. Herein lies your security, which no one and no circumstance can take from you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. Psalm 89:15. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Isaiah 41:13.